From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
They pushed a few of their armored carriers and some tanks with their soldiers. We besieged them and we killed most of them. And I think we will finish them soon. My feelings, as usual, we will slaughter them all. Those invaders, their tombs will be here in Iraq.
The power of Saddam is ending. And our enemy in this conflict has always been Saddam and his regime, not the Iraqi people.
A taxi driver tossed his shoes at a statue of Saddam, a deeply insulting gesture in the Arab world. We were surrounded by fear, he said. Even fathers and sons were afraid to speak openly to each other. Thank you, America, he said, for removing this dictator. He then joined a crowd which tried to pull down the statue. Marines posted nearby tied a rope to one of their tanks and finished the job for them.
Yes, yes, push! Yes, yes, push! Yes, yes, push!
Can we back
up? Yes, yes, push! Yes, yes, push!
This is George W. Bush, the President of the United States. At this moment, the regime of Saddam Hussein is being removed from power, and a long era of fear and cruelty is ending. American and coalition forces are now operating inside Baghdad, and we will not stop until Saddam's corrupt gang is gone.
The game is over. I hope the peace will prevail, and with the Iraqi people, at the end of the day, will have a peaceful life.
I picked up a newspaper today, and I couldn't believe it. I read 8 headlines that talked about chaos, violence, unrest, and it just was henny penny. The sky is falling. I've never seen anything like it. And here is a country that's being liberated.